Emma, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Ruby.
Oops, sorry, my pleasure. Now, are we progressing towards tougher penalties for animal cruelty offences in New South Wales already?
Absolutely. So I'm putting up legislation. I read out the second reading speech last week in Parliament. My legislation puts the maximum fine of animal cruelty from $5,500 in New South Wales up to $55,000 as a maximum, and moving it from 6 months imprisonment to 1 year imprisonment. I've also put in my legislation mandatory minimums, because the other problem is we've created a precedent. We've got such low-level fines that we're seeing in the courts cases of absolutely horrific cruelty getting, for example, a $600 fine. And these fines imply that animal cruelty is a low-level crime. It absolutely isn't. It's a very, very serious crime, and we need to make sure that our legislation and our laws reflect on that. So the Animal Justice Party's legislation is making its way through Parliament, and the government's actually responded to our legislation by introducing their own legislation, which they announced 2.5 weeks after we announced our legislation. But that's good. That means that, you know, the lower house and the upper house will both be considering increased penalties legislation, and I'm sure that between the two pieces of legislation we'll see some quite dramatic changes and increases to penalties here.
Right. And how difficult has it been to move this legislation, considering the fact that RSPCA New South Wales, the Animal Welfare League and New South Wales Police called for tougher penalties for animal cruelty almost 2 years ago? Like, have you received any pushbacks within those 2 years? And if so, how have you handled it?
Yeah, look, this is something that is long overdue. It's something that the Animal Justice Party has also been pushing for many, many years. Now, the government did do a review of the laws that finished in 2018. And, yeah, they found that every single authority that looks after the Protection of Cruelty to Animals Act wanted an increase in penalties. The community also desperately wanted an increase in penalties. And obviously, compared to other states and jurisdictions, New South Wales is very out of touch. So it's been surprising for us that the government has sat on that for 2 years. We've been pushing for it. We actually passed a notice of motion a couple of weeks ago in Parliament calling for an increase in penalties. And obviously I've been asking a lot of questions to government in budget estimates and question time as to why they are still sitting on this, why they haven't increased the penalties, while all the authorities are asking for it, while the current penalties are out of step with community expectations, while the consultation's already been completed. So I don't know why it's taken the government so long to act. And I think that obviously us putting up our legislation has really sort of provided that extra pressure for the government to take action, because this is so long overdue. It's something that, you know, really needs to be addressed ASAP.
Absolutely. And so how different are your recommendations and amendments in comparison to the existing New South Wales Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act 1979 and its supporting legislation?
So we've moved up the maximum fines from $5,500 to $55,000. We've changed the prison sentence from 6 months to 1 year. We've also created mandatory minimums, because the issue is that because there's already a precedent set within the courts of very low fines, we wanted to make sure that, you know, as this legislation goes through, that we do see an increase in the fines. So we've created a mandatory minimum fine similar to Western Australia for people who have been found guilty of animal cruelty. The other thing that we're really pushing for with our legislation is mandatory animal bans. So this is something we've also seen throughout the courts, is people who have abused animals who are still allowed to have an animal in their care. So under the Crimes Act, which holds serious animal cruelty, there's actually no provision for the courts to provide an animal ban, which I think is just an oversight, but it's something that desperately needs to be reviewed. And we've also created mandatory animal bans for people who have been charged with aggravated cruelty. So these are the more serious animal cruelty offences. But, you know, we've seen cases recently where somebody beat their animals and was allowed to continue to care for one of the cats, which and the cat was part of the abuse, that was allowed to stay with this person. Now, any animal that remains with a violent person is in danger. So we need to ensure that the legislation actually provides protection for these animals. And we need to give courts the directions to be able to recognise how serious this is and to implement those animal bans and make sure that animals remain safe if they are in people's homes.
Absolutely. Now, you spoke about the case of the dog Eiffel from Concord while introducing your motion on the 21st of October in the Legislative Council. And you've mentioned how often you are made aware of such cases of animal cruelty. But these stories, they hardly make it to mainstream media. So how important do you think is the media coverage on animal cruelty offences?
Look, it's one of those really difficult issues, and I think the reason why it doesn't often end up in the mainstream media is because Australians really care about animals. We really hate animal cruelty, and I think that a lot of the time the media doesn't report on it because we hate hearing these stories of animal cruelty. Animals are so vulnerable, and we want to make sure they're protected. So I think it's one of those hard cases to talk about. But I think it's really important that we recognise that these cases are still happening. So the case with John Oda, he beat a dog Eiffel and filmed him doing it and sent it to his ex-girlfriend as revenge. So this is also a form of domestic violence. And last week we also put through a whole lot of amendments in the domestic violence space, where we recognise that animal abuse can be a form of intimidation in domestic violence. We've included animals on apprehended domestic violence orders, and the legislation and the law will now acknowledge that there's a link between domestic violence and animal abuse. So we have started to amend legislation to recognise cases like that. But John Oda got no fine for what he did, and he wasn't obviously charged under domestic violence legislation. And he should have been. So, that's something that we've been able to rectify in the legislation. And he actually went to the Court of Appeal. He was not allowed an animal, I think it was 2 years, and he went to the Court of Appeal who reduced that, which means he can have another animal in as little as 12 months in his care after what he did to Eiffel. And I think that's just dreadful. And that's some of the stuff we're still trying to address now with these mandatory animal bans and the Tougher Penalties Act. Which hopefully will come in early next year.
Yeah, right. Now, last but certainly not least, what is your message to the public over animal cruelty offences?
Look, we know that animal cruelty is a very, very serious crime. We know that people who are violent are violent. People who are violent towards animals are also likely to be violent towards human beings. This isn't a crime that we can take minimally or to not recognise how serious it is. We desperately need to increase those penalties, but that's just a first step. More needs to be done in this space to protect animals and to protect the community. We need to have an absolutely no-tolerance stance to animal cruelty to ensure the safety of everyone.
Absolutely. Well, Emma, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great talking about such an important issue, and good luck with your legislation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.